Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. And Alan, again this morning, as this snowstorm lingers, we're going to have a pretty sloppy morning commute as well as an evening commute, according to Paul Cayano. So be careful out there.
As I came over on the Freeway 90 this morning, David, it was really scary. It was interesting. The throughway was fine, but coming over on that Freeway 90 was really messy. And people were intelligent and slowed down, but of course, it was very early in the morning. So I want to urge everybody to be very, very careful, because that ice is deceptive and you don't really see it. Sometimes it's a slush, sometimes it's just slick. So be careful, folks. It's not worth it.
Let's turn to the news of the day, and that is the Senate report on the CIA's torture. And the editorial board of the New York Times says a Senate committee's investigation is a portrait of depravity that is hard to comprehend. And boy, the pushback now from the CIA, we're hearing this morning on NPR as well. This is a report that was anticipated and perhaps doesn't say much more than we already knew.
No, I think actually we did learn more, David, I suspect, from this than we thought. The Times is right. It is a picture of depravity, and it is a question here as to whether or not we actually learned anything. There does seem to be an indication that we haven't, and it's interesting because there are law enforcement people that are coming out and saying we should not have done this, and we knew we shouldn't have done it. It was almost as if there was a sense that, look, you people, whoever you are, have bombed our buildings, and you have killed our people. And now we're going to do anything that this nation can to get even. But interrogation shouldn't be about getting even. It should be about getting information. And I think that that's really where this thing broke down.
Well, the issue of police and unarmed civilians, we've been seeing, and in New York now, the Democrats in the state Senate are advocating legislation to establish a special state prosecutor to investigate deaths caused by police. The 17 current and newly elected senators say they back the proposed Office of Special Investigation, which would be housed within the state attorney general's office.
Well, it's interesting because you saw that the attorney general asked the governor for the power to do that. And the governor, who I thought might actually have been negotiating with the attorney general before the letter, took his time in doing this. Now the state Senate comes along. State Senate is very representative of the population of New York. I'm talking about the state Senate Democrats. And they've come along and they have said, you know, we've got to do this. We've got to make sure that every citizen gets their rights and that nobody's picked on. And we need a special prosecutor to do this. And you know all of the reasons, including the fact that, you know, grand juries and district attorneys and police are often very close. So, look, this has been a terrible spate of incidents. The Garner one is particularly troubling. And when it gets onto videotape, there's no putting that genie back in the bottle. I think the Senate Democrats are correct in calling for this independent prosecutor. I doubt very much you're going to see it happen.